LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 35. Welcome to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. I'm Steve Webb, host of the LifeSpring family of podcasts. Check them all out at lifespringpodcast.com. At the end of the show, I've got a few words about my last couple of weeks tech-wise, in case you're wondering why I missed another show last week. But let's get to the show.
You know, Earthlink got some bad press when they announced that they were installing free Muni Wi-Fi access in New Orleans. Did you hear about this? You read it in the news? People started blogging and saying, great, now they have free internet, but no food or shelter. You know, as if that was somehow Earthlink's fault, okay? Now, if I'm a large company looking to do something to help people in need, okay, and I know how to do a thing, internet service, for example, don't you think that's what I'd bring to the table and offer up? Maybe? Why would Earthlink offer to rebuild houses or provide food when they have no expertise in those fields, right? I, for one, think it's great that they're doing something down there. But you know who fought them? The telcos. The cable companies, of course. Thinking about a new internet provider? Give Earthlink a try. At least they're trying to help and not get in the way of progress.
GoDaddy, of course, is one of the great sponsors of the LifeSpring family of podcasts. I want to thank them for that. If you're looking for the perfect domain name, get on over to GoDaddy. And when you buy it, check out with one of the LifeSpring discount codes, LS1, LS2, or LS3. Of course, you can get all the details about those codes at the LifeSpring show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. Today, I've got a very special show for you. A few days ago, I had the pleasure of having a conversation with one of my new favorite musicians. If you've been listening to the show over the last few weeks, you've heard his music. Normally, the Weekend Music Show is just a little bit of talk and mostly all music. I hope you don't mind if I break the format just for this show. One of the great things about podcasting is all the new and talented artists we're finding, right? And the fact that they're so accessible. Well, on this show, you're going to get to know Greg Federico just a little bit better. He was very generous with his time and even installed Skype on his computer so that we could have this little conversation you're about to hear. I apologize up front for the quality of the audio. After trying a couple of different times to get a better connection, we just had to go with what you're about to hear. Thankfully, the music you'll hear will not be affected by the Skype limitations, so let's get right to it. So I'm with Greg Federico, and Greg, I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show today.
Steve, thank you very much for having me. It's my honor.
I am just really thrilled that you'd take some time to be with us. The way I remember it, Greg, I first found out about your music from a friend request on MySpace.
That's correct. Actually, I had met a very talented artist by the name of Carmen Tyler, and she suggested that I seriously look into podcasts as a way to get my music out there. And so I did, and in addition to that, I took the liberty of looking through some of her friends, MySpace friends, I should say, and I came across your page that way. And the rest is history. We connected, and I think you enjoyed my music, and here we are talking.
Well, there's no doubt that I enjoyed your music. First off, I want to say thanks to Carmen. Carmen is such a sweet girl. And
absolutely.
I've emailed with her back and forth several times, and even her mom. Her mom is a sweetheart as well. But, when I got the friend request from you, I went over to your page and listened, and I think the first cut I listened to on your page was Pacific Coast Highway. Thank you. So tell me about your music career. You say you've been around for a while. Tell me what the background is, Greg.
Well, I started writing music probably around almost 20 years ago. And I started off writing more in a new age style. And I sort of graduated a little bit more into the contemporary jazz fusion, if you will, a la Pat Metheny kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And Pacific Coast Highway very much has a vibe like that. And, of course, I wrote that about the Pacific Coast Highway. I've been out there a couple of times, and it's an absolutely magnificent road. Had the pleasure to drive it all the way from L.A. up to Seattle and back.
Wow, that is a beautiful drive.
Absolutely. And so I would say that as we got into the 90s, and particularly into the new millennium, I started really experimenting with the sound that you've become enamored with, which I appreciate.
Okay. We should tell people that you're nowhere near the Pacific Coast Highway right now.
That's correct. In fact, I almost couldn't be farther away from it.
And well, not in the United States, anyway. Yeah, you're in Princeton, New Jersey.
That's correct. Actually, I live in a town called Lawrenceville, which is one town over from Princeton. But I tell everybody Princeton, much like somebody who lives in suburban New York would just say New York.
Right. All right, so you've been writing music for a long time, and you kind of evolved into what you're doing now. Besides Pat Metheny, who would be other influences that you would cite?
Another big influence of mine is a guitarist by the name of Chuck Loeb. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't play guitar. I should put that out there for the record. I know a few chords, and I can write. I can, like, kind of fiddle my way around it and write parts for it, but I would not consider myself at all a guitarist. I'm more of a pianist when it comes to composing, And, of course, I'm a drummer first as far as a performer.
All right, so how do you go? Did you first start as a musician as a drummer?
I started taking piano lessons when I was 7.
Okay.
I was very off and on, though, until I got to be about 16 or so, 15 or 16. Then I was very much into sports when I was young. Matter of fact, I was a pretty good basketball player, but I never grew past 5'8", 5'9". So I knew I wasn't going to be making my career doing that. And at that point, I started to get serious about music again. And I probably started teaching myself the drums at around the age of 13, but I started taking formal lessons at around the age of 16.
All right.
And at some point, when I got to be in around 20 or so, I decided to go the direction of drums and percussion as far as having a principal instrument. But I continued to take piano lessons as well. right now I'm trying to use the internet as my stage and just trying to get my music out there that way and try to get my musical message across to as many people as I can that way.
Well, I've noticed over at the PodSafe Music Network that there are other podcasts now that have picked up your music and have played it.
Yes, actually, I'm very pleased with the response I've gotten so far. And I've gotten some play from people in the Netherlands and also a German podcast had me in the background.
Awesome.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Right.
But the podcast was named Braincast, and I guess it's some pretty heady stuff. I wish I knew what he was saying, actually. I got my degree in philosophy, so I'm sure he's probably talking some pretty interesting things.
All right, so let's talk about your music. We talked about Pacific Coast Highway. What was the impetus for that song? What was the inspiration for that?
Well, that's one song from a suite of tunes that I'm working on right now that the album title will be called Forever Now. And the tunes all have the theme of my trip across the country back in 1991. So this suite of tunes is a collection of tunes that are based on memories of my experiences from that trip across the country. There is going to be a tune, I didn't write it, a guitarist friend of mine, name of B.D. Lenz, who is on this recording, contributed this tune to my record called The Northern Lights. I was actually fortunate enough to see the Northern Lights when we were driving across Wyoming. We stopped the car and actually got out and hung out along the side of the highway. I mean, the sky was kind of flashing, almost like heat lightning a little bit, but it was steady. And the tune is very cool. It's a kind of an epic, like 11-12 minute tune that just has there's an acoustic bass ostinato that runs through it. Of course, it jerks some different keys and things like that just to keep it interesting. And it just has a very, kind of builds to this climax and then sort of just kind of dissolves away at the end. It's very spacey, very cool tune.
Hmm.
Can't wait to get done with that one, actually.
Yeah, so when do you expect that one to be finished?
Well, I'm hoping to have all of these tunes done and release them by hopefully next summer as a unit. But I'm also not going to be waiting around to put some of these tunes out there for podcasts, etc. I'm at a point in my life, you know, I'm ready to share it all with the world. You know, for the longest time, I was very tentative about, you know, putting things out there and people just being able to, you know, I guess enjoy my art without me getting any recompense for it. But I think that now I'm starting to have a different outlook on it and try to have more of a big picture look on it. And now I want people to have my music, you know, even if it's, you know, even if temporarily it's for free, I think down the road if I draw enough interest, it's going to pay big dividends.
Well, I think so, too. I absolutely believe that. I think the record companies have painted themselves into a corner that is really going to be very detrimental to the entire music industry, you know, the old form.
Thanks to you podcasters, you're helping them, with their own demise, really, because now artists are turning to you.
Well, and, you know, it's such a cool thing for the artist and for the podcaster, because we want to have good quality music to play, and it's so cool that the artists have come to see that this is a good thing for them, because, you know, there are artists out there that are being discovered now that would have never been discovered.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, artists are taking their careers in their own hands a lot more now because they have the tools available to them with the internet and everything.
Sure.
But music equipment and, you know, recording gear and all that stuff has become much more accessible to the everyday musician who is trying to do the same thing that the people who get the few breaks get the opportunity to do on somebody else's dime.
Sure, sure. Well, we have a few geeks in the audience. Talk just a little bit about the equipment you have. What do you use to record with, Greg?
I'm just now starting to try to learn the computer stuff. I was recording on ADAT XTs, and now I'm trying to learn this program called Nuendo, which is very similar to Pro Tools. In fact, it basically does everything that Pro Tools does, It's just that Pro Tools, of course, everybody knows because that's the industry standard. But Nuendo is a very good and powerful program. I also do a lot of editing in a program called WaveLab. In fact, I've been taking the podcasts that I've been played on, and I've been editing them down and posting my tunes. You've probably gone to my MySpace page and you know, seen some of the edits that I did from even from your program. And a company called Steinberg makes both WaveLab and Nuendo. And as far as mics, I mean, I've got some great mics on my drums now. I'm using Neumann. Actually, we were trying to do this interview before over the Skype. I was using an Electro Voice RE20, which is that's an industry standard in terms of broadcasting mics.
Yes, it is.
I actually use that on my floor tom, and it sounds incredible. And also use Sennheiser mics on the toms. And as far as a vocal mic, I've got a choice of Neumann TLM-103 or a Bluebird mic, which is also a very nice mic as well. Very well-rounded mic for $500, not a bad deal.
Cool. Tell me about your family. Are you married?
I am married, 7.5 years. I do not have any children.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
And we're happy together.
Uh-huh.
Karen actually has been not well the last couple of years.
Oh.
She's had some physical problems. But, you know, we're dealing, we're coping, and we're trying to get her better. You know, hopefully God will help us in our time,
well,
you know, or in his time, really.
Exactly. He does do that. And our vows say in sickness and in health, for better, for worse, and, you know, you're hanging with her and helping her through, and that's what it's about.
Yes, and actually, I'll have to send you my Live to Love, Love to Live CD. And there's a tune on there, and it's called The Promise. And that was a tune that I wrote for Karen's and my wedding day. And as a matter of fact, I wrote a poem first, and then I set the poem to music.
Greg and I spoke for quite a while longer, but by then the Skype connection had degraded quite a bit, so I won't subject you to the torture of listening to that. And Greg, thanks so much for being on the show. It was a real pleasure and an honor to get to know you on a more personal level. And I'd like to encourage the listeners to join me in remembering to pray for Greg's wife, Karen, as she faces her health challenges. Greg, please give her our love, and thanks again for being on the show. Now, if you listen to the LifeSpring show number 108, you know that I've had some real tech problems here at LifeSpring Central. There were some serious hard drive issues with my son's computers that took a tremendous amount of time and energy. And if you're subscribed to the LifeSpring shows in iTunes, you know that the feeds have been throwing errors for over a week now. That's been a major problem, and it has taken lots of my time this week. Also, there have been some health problems with my parents, especially my dad, that has taken a lot of time and energy as well. So, I'm really sorry that I missed putting out a music show last weekend. It's looking like the iTunes problems might be resolved. As of now, it's been several hours since I saw any errors on the feed, so I'm hoping that next week will be somewhat back to normal as far as the show schedule is concerned. With that, I'll say, have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Greg Federico and his music. And, of course, I will have links to his music and website on the show notes page at LifeSpringPodcast.com. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll talk to you next week. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.